They have, well, it could be horse or bench either. They have horses, you know, saw horses.
All right. Now what, and then a bench, what would a bench be?
Just, well, they might have bench? The board on a wick bench, you know, or something like that. But the regular saw horses would be for most sawing.
Now, what do you call a kind of support that has two axes like this? This is for putting a piece of firewood in to saw it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just can't think of that right offhand. It's a support to... no more. It's not a rack. It's a...
I always used to call it a saw box.
Well, saw box, I would think, something like that. Mm-hmm. Seems, I'm just sorry, I'm...
That's okay. I tell you what, let me call these words out and see if any of them ring a bell.
That's all right.
A buck, a fork, a horse, jack, rack, saw.
Well, if a rack would be, a rack would be narrow, I would think, yeah.
What do you call something that a baby lies in that has wheels on it?
Well, carriage.
And if you had a baby in a carriage, you'd say you were going to what the baby?
Oh, push the baby.
If a person cuts diagonally across a field instead of going around it, you might say he went what across the field?
Well, he took a shortcut.
Okay. Would you ever use the term catty-cornered or kitty-cornered? Crossways?
Catty-corner.
Mm-hmm.
You see if one house is here, another house is kind of like catty-cornered.
You know, like across the crossroads?
Yeah, not in one house wouldn't be, and you know, the house is here, and the other house would be in front of it, but this other house is over there, it's catty-corner.
Okay, fine. That seems to be all my questions.
Well, that's good.
Do you have any time just to talk to me, Dale?
Well, okay. Just a little bit. Yeah, I can talk. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, one thing I wanted to ask you when we were going through these questions, you mentioned a serenade as something, a sort of noisy celebration after a wedding. Would you describe a serenade? What happens at a serenade?
Oh, well, gracious, they don't have them now, do they?
Not that I know of.
Oh, I remember they had it when the folks came out and they rang cowbells and they had some big saws from the sawmill. This happened right near where I lived, and the people were sawmill people, and pretty big people, and they had big saws and they'd beat them. And years ago, I used to buy 12-inch firecrackers and they'd shoot things off, you know, and just sound like the world was coming to an end. That was real sad, yeah. That was the serenade, yeah. But they used to be a little pretty rough, particularly in this area, dear, and you know, when I was a young, real little boy, they had a lot of barrooms and people, you know, and it was kind of a rough town. And of course, raft hands used to come in and bring timber, and people were a little rough, yes.
Uh-huh.
I remember when I was little, they had several bars, 8 or 10 bars, and then afterwards, they didn't have barrooms right on after the law was about like Savannah. They just went
just
on.
Kept on with it.
And the people were a little rough. And I used to save up my money and buy firecrackers. Of course, now that's all out of, you know, and it's a good thing too, because I had a 12-incher and go, one day it didn't shoot off. Anyway, and so I took it over to the wood pile with the axe to cut it to get the powder off. It must have been partially dynamite in it. I was home by myself and I cut that thing and it was like dynamite and exploded right in my face.
Oh, my heavens.
I sat over in the yard for about an hour by myself.
Oh, goodness gracious.
A big 12-inch, they used to make 12-inch ones like that. Seemed to me we could buy them for a dime or a quarter or something like that. But boy, we used to have all kinds. And people, they would start a week before Christmas. Of course, up north, they did things like that on the 4th.